The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Alleluia, Christ is risen.
Christ is risen indeed.
Together let us worship God in word and song, in preaching and sacrament, in singing and silence, in spirit and in truth. Beginning on June 4th, the 11 a.m. interdenominational worship service will be available by live stream on the WBUR website and on the Marsh Chapel website as well. Our first live video broadcast is tentatively set for June 4th. In addition, a dial-in audio-only phone option designed especially for those without internet access will be available. This is the day the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. As Abel, please stand in the praise of God. Almighty God, whom truly to know is everlasting life, grant us so perfectly to know your Son, Jesus Christ, to be the way, the truth, and the life, that we may steadfastly follow his steps in the way that leads to life eternal. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Amen. Christ our Lord invites to his table all who love him, who earnestly repent of their sin and seek to live in peace with one another. Therefore, let us confess our sin before God and one another. Merciful God, we confess that we have not loved you with our whole heart. We have failed to be an obedient church. We have not done your will. We have broken your law. We have rebelled against your love. We have not loved our neighbors, and we have not heard the cry of the needy. Forgive us, we pray. Free us for joyful obedience. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Hear the good news. Christ died for us while we were yet sinners. That proves God's love towards us. In the name of Jesus Christ, you are forgiven.
In the name of Jesus Christ, you are forgiven.
Glory to God. Amen. The peace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you always.
And also with you.
Let us exchange with one another signs of his peace.
Lesson from the Acts of the Apostles, chapter 7, verses 55 through 60. But filled with the Holy Spirit, he gazed into heaven and saw the glory of God and Jesus standing at the right hand of God. Look, he said, I see the heavens opened and the Son of Man standing at the right hand of God. But they covered their ears, and with a loud shout all rushed together against him. Then they dragged him out of the city and began to stone him. And the witnesses laid their coats at the feet of a young man named Saul. While they were stoning Stephen, he prayed, Lord Jesus, receive my spirit. Then he knelt down and cried out in a loud voice, Lord, do not hold this sin against them. When he had said this, he died. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
Jesus, the Lily of the Valley. lesson from the first epistle of Peter, chapter 2, verses 2 through 10. Like newborn infants, long for the pure spiritual milk, so that by it you may grow into salvation, if indeed you have tested that the Lord is good. Come to him, a living stone, though rejected by mortals, yet chosen and precious in God's sight. And like living stones, let yourselves be built into a spiritual house, to be a holy priesthood, to offer spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God through Jesus Christ. For it stands in Scripture, "See, I am laying in Zion a stone, a cornerstone chosen and precious, and whoever believes in him will not be put to shame." To you then who believe, he is precious, but for those who do not believe, the stone that the builders rejected has become the very head of the corner, and a stone that makes them stumble, and a rock that makes them fall. They stumble because they disobey the word, as they were destined to do. But you are a chosen race, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, God's own people, in order that you may proclaim the mighty acts of him who called you out of darkness into his marvelous light. Once you were not a people, but now you are God's people. Once you had not received mercy, but now you have received mercy. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Please join me in saying verses from Psalm 31 with the antiphon. Refuge. Let me never be put to shame. In your righteousness, deliver me. Incline your ear to me. Rescue me speedily. Be a rock of refuge for me, a strong fortress to save me. You are indeed my rock and my fortress. For your name's sake, lead me and guide me. Take me out of the net which is hidden for me. For you are my refuge. Into your hand I commit my spirit. You have redeemed me, O Lord, faithful God. My times are in your hand. Deliver me from the hand of my enemies and persecutors. Let your face shine in your servants. Save me through your steadfast love. As we are able for the singing of the Gloria Patri and the reading of the Gospel.
Thank you. Gospel according to St. John, chapter 14, verses 1 through 14. Glory to you, O Lord. Jesus, do not let your hearts be troubled. Believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house there are many dwelling places. If it were not so, would I have told you that I go to prepare a place for you? And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and will take you to myself, so that where I am, there you may be also. And you know the way to the place where I am going. Thomas said to him, Lord, we do not know where you are going. How can we know the way? Jesus said to him, I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. If you know me, you will know my Father also. From now on, you do know him and have seen him. Philip said to him, Lord, show us the Father and we will be satisfied. Jesus said to him, Have I been with you all this time, Philip, and you still do not know me? Whoever has seen me has seen the Father. How can you say, Show us the Father? Do you not believe that I am in the Father and the Father is in me? The words that I say to you, I do not speak on my own, but the Father who dwells in me does his work. Believe me that I am in the Father and the Father is in me. But if you do not, then believe me because of the works themselves. Very truly I tell you, the one who believes in me will also do the works that I do, and in fact will do greater works than these, because I am going to the Father. I will do whatever you ask in my name, so that the Father may be glorified in the Son. If in my name you ask me for anything, I will do it. The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Christ.
Thank you. Make a joyful noise to the Lord, all the lands. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come into God's presence with singing. And know that the Lord is God. It is He who has made us and not we ourselves. We are His people and the sheep of His pasture. Enter His gates with thanksgiving and His courts with praise. Give thanks to Him and bless His name. For the Lord is good. His steadfast love endures forever, and His faithfulness to all generations. With gladness of spirit, we have in mind in these hours and days and weeks the graduates coming soon to commencement, our students. We think of them gathering up the memories of the last 4 years all together. 2019, 20, 21, 22, 23. We think of their progress in learning and virtue and in piety and are grateful. We honor, especially those graduating this year who commence. Shakespeare said there are 6 stages in life. Well, we move through them one by one. We are thinking of them as they commence. We're thinking of them and try and apply to ourselves also the hope that we are living in the world, but in the world for the world, living in the world and for the world. As the founding of this great institution, Boston University in 1839, was meant to show and to share and to shadow. Founded by the religious movement led by Mr. John Wesley, this was the first of 128 schools and colleges across the country and the oldest school of theology and Methodism anywhere. And Mr. Wesley reminded us, his emphasis was on the transformation of the world around us. Do all the good you can, at all the times you can, in all the ways you can, in all the places you can, to all the people you can, as long as ever you can. Do all the good you can. But he kept things short and simple, and he gave us graces for each hour of the day and each meal in the day. You'll know them, or some will know some of them. Here's one for the morning hour. It's fit to be used pretty much every morning of the day, week, month, year in life, if you'd like. The words are simple, and that is significant. The language is universal, and that is significant. The tone is thankful, and that is significant. And the phrasing is memorable, and that is significant. Gracious giver of all good, thee we thank for rest and food. Grant that all we do or say in thy service be this day. We are thinking of our students this morning. We're thinking of the Gospel of John this morning and just how different it is. Neither in church nor in academia have we yet allowed the fourth gospel to be as utterly different as it is. It's a cousin to Matthew, Mark, and Luke, but it's a second or third, once removed cousin. It's barely there. Notice across the gospel, you know from experience in listening that it's just an odd and different piece. John is very different. Not a parable here, John is very different. Not a Last Supper here, John is very different. All stretched across 7 signs, miracles, John is very different. And where did all these people come from? We don't hear about them. Nicodemus and Lazarus and Thomas and the beloved disciple, and where did they come from? Oh, John is different, and a reminder to us of the blessedness of difference and diversity. In the summer, I took our 6 grandchildren up the back hill, just less than an hour, less than an acre, doesn't take anywhere near an hour to walk around it. And I showed them in a moment 10 different trees, different kinds of trees, birch and beech and apple and all the way along, each just slightly different. We have everything to celebrate, nothing to defend, and everything to share when it comes to difference, because it's rooted in the scripture, especially in the Gospel of John. And what holds John together? Well, you heard it this morning. John 14 is about relationship, real and lasting things in life ever involve relationship. Think for a moment of the relationships most important to you. Think whether some of them have been frayed, say, changed, say, modified, say, in COVID and COVID and after COVID, and may need a little stitching, a little mending together. The Gospel of John, different, celebrates with us and for us the power of relationship. We're thinking in terms of relationship also of Marsh Chapel, this wonderful community which shares itself with the life of the larger community. We have some seldom spoken but very regular jobs to do, tasks to perform, things that we offer here, including, we hope, every Sunday, every 7 days, whatever grace and excellence we can provide near and far, yes, including leadership and participation in ceremonies and traditions, including this month, baccalaureate and commencement, later matriculation, lessons and carols, Martin Luther King, and including when there is a loss, community, faculty, staff, administrators, graduate students, providing whatever we can offer to, yes, rejoice with those who rejoice, but to weep with those who weep. And likewise, over time, to give guidance to the couple dozen religious life communities on this campus. And to do so, maybe this is the hardest to say, but most important to name, with a way of reminding ourselves of who we are, what Boston University was and is and will be, different from Boston College or Tufts or Northeastern or Harvard or any number of others. That's our identity, our history, our birth, our upbringing. We are celebrating the work we're going to do into the future in academic influence through the pulpit and research through the Bach experience, in globality, in diversity, and community, in our ministry through our chaplaincies. We're part of the community bringing an influence, and that depends on us, both those present and on those listening. And we're going to celebrate in the not too distant future our 75th anniversary. Sometime in the year 2025, we're going to be moving toward a future that we hope includes the completion or enhancement of the deanship itself, that includes full access and participation through the week and on Sundays for students, that includes touches of many tens of thousands through the week in various ways and various forms of communication, that guides us into a future that includes something for all of religious life together, perhaps a religious life day near Earth Day. We started already and have for many years an Earth Sunday. And then the ever-present needs of infrastructure, rooms and access and organ and all. We have wonderful work to do together, and what a privilege and what a joy. We're thinking this morning, this May 7th of Marsh Chapel, we're thinking too of the baptisms that will take place right here following our benediction and our greeting. Those of you who would like to stay, can bring a Methodist hymnal up with you and sit for a moment. We have four children to be baptized. You know, COVID paused some things. People had to wait a little bit. And here they are, parents taking care of and responsibility for children, community, congregation taking responsibility for parents. And over time, we hope and trust a transformed culture taking care of community and parents and children, including an avoidance of gun violence, which even this morning, we have family in Dallas, we have members who are from Dallas, and we're watching a gun violence sweep this country when, just to name one change, background checks across the country, we can make a difference here. We're thinking this morning of those who are going to be baptized and what kind of world they're going into. There's a document from the second century called Didache. It means teaching. It's a third cousin of John and Matthew. It's one of the earliest statements of what it means to be a Christian, and teaching about Eucharist, our sacrament today, and teaching about baptism, our sacrament later on, and reminding us, you shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength, and you shall love your neighbor as yourself. If you love those who love you, what reward have you? Even sinners do the same. But I say to you, love your enemies and pray for those who persecute you, and so you will be children of the Most High, who is kind to the ungrateful and the selfish. What a privilege and what a happiness to celebrate baptism together this Lord's Day. And we're thinking also of resurrection in this season of resurrection, this Easter tide. Resurrection is more than resuscitation. Resurrection is God's beachhead of engagement and involvement in the world around us. Resurrection is the birth of the new creation, the community of the life of the church, built on preaching and sacrament. Sacrament is an outward and visible sign of an inward and spiritual grace. This is the fullness of resurrection, which, if nothing else, means there's a freedom and a necessity to take responsibility. Jesus, in chapter 14 of the Gospel of John, is saying, you believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house there are many rooms. If it were not so, would I have told you that I go to prepare a place for you, that where I am you may be also, that I may take you to myself? The grasp and the embrace and the power and the gift of freedom in the risen Christ is the marrow and the meaning of the resurrection. So we have on our mind, coming forward to the Lord's table, all manner of challenges and hopes, plans and needs, and they keep us on the straight and narrow themselves. We're grateful for all that we have received, and as we did in COVID, we remember to guide ourselves by the Pauline 13. Let love be genuine, hate what is evil, hold fast to what is good, love one another with mutual affection, outdo one another in showing honor, never lag in zeal, be ardent in spirit, serve the Lord, rejoice in your hope, be patient in tribulation, be constant in prayer, contribute to the needs of the saints. Practice hospitality, let us pray. Grant us, we ask, your mercy and peace. Grant us thy peace. Grant us thy peace. Grant us thy peace. Amen.
Please be seated. Let us with gladness bring before the Lord the first of the fruit of the everything that God has given us.
fellowship among us and thy love that surrounds us, we give thee thanks, O Lord. Bless these gifts and the givers, we pray. Amen. The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts.
Lift them up to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give our thanks and praise.
It is right and a good and joyful thing always and everywhere to give thanks to you, Almighty God, Creator of heaven and earth. You formed us in your image and breathed into us the breath of life. When we turned away and our love failed, your love remained steadfast. You delivered us from captivity, made covenant to be our sovereign God, brought us to the land flowing with milk and honey, and set before us the way of life. And so, with your people on earth and all the company of heaven, we praise your name and join their unending hymn. Are you and blessed is your Son, Jesus Christ. By the baptism of his suffering, death, and resurrection, you gave birth to your church, delivered us from slavery to sin and death, and made with us a new covenant by water and the Spirit. By your great mercy, we have been born anew to a living hope through the resurrection of your Son from the dead and to an inheritance that is imperishable, undefiled, and unfading. Once we were no people, but now we are your people, declaring your wonderful deeds in Christ, who called us out of darkness into his marvelous light. When the Lord Jesus ascended, he promised to be with us always in the power of your word and Holy Spirit. On the night in which he gave himself up for us, he took bread, gave thanks to you, broke the bread, gave it to his disciples, and said, "Take, eat, this is my body which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me." And when the supper was over, he took the cup, gave thanks to you, gave it to his disciples, and said, "Drink from this, all of you. This is my blood of the new covenant poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this as often as you drink it in remembrance of me." On the day you raised him from the dead, he was recognized by his disciples in the breaking of the bread. And in the power of your Holy Spirit, your church has continued in the breaking of the bread and the sharing of the cup. And so, in remembrance of these your mighty acts in Jesus Christ, we offer ourselves in praise and thanksgiving as a holy and living sacrifice in union with Christ's offering for us as we proclaim the mystery of faith. Your Holy Spirit on us gathered here and on these gifts of bread and wine. Make them be for us the body and blood of Christ, that we may be for the world the body of Christ redeemed by his blood. By your Spirit, make us one with Christ, one with each other, and one in ministry to all the world, until Christ comes in final victory and we feast at his heavenly banquet. Through your Son, Jesus Christ, with the Holy Spirit and your Holy Church, all honor and glory is yours, Almighty God, now and forever.
Amen.
And now with the confidence of children of God, let us pray.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.
Eternal God, we give you thanks for this holy mystery in which you have given yourself to us. Grant that we may go into the world in the strength of your Spirit to give ourselves for others. In the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord. Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.